Penguin Audio presents Stitches, a handbook on meaning, hope, and repair, written and read by Anne Lamott. I don't know who or what put the question. I don't know when it was put. I don't even remember answering. But at some moment, I did answer yes to someone or something, and from that hour, I was certain that existence is meaningful and that, therefore, my life in self-surrender had a goal. Dag Hammarskjöld, Markings. Chapter 1, Beginning. It can be too sad here. We so often lose our way. It is easy to sense and embrace meaning when life is on track, when there is a feeling of fullness, having love, goodness, family, work, maybe God as parts of life. It's easier to navigate around the sadness that you inevitably stumble across. Life holds beauty, magic, and anguish. Sometimes sorrow is unavoidable, even when your kids are little, when the marvels of your children and your parental amazement are all the meaning you need to sustain you, or when you have landed the job and salary for which you've always longed, or the mate, and then the phone rings, the mail comes, or you turn on the TV. Where do we even begin in the presence of horror or evil or catastrophe? Dead or deeply lost children, a young wife's melanoma, polar bears floating out to sea on scraps of ice. Where is meaning when we experience the vortex of interminable depression, or conversely, when we recognize that time is tearing past us like giddy...